This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'du. My brothers and sisters, one of the greatest scholars of this deen was Imam Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahmatullahi alayhi. And we are so fortunate that we have a wealth of such scholars. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim is not the only one, rahmatullahi alayhi. We have Hassan al-Basri, we have Abdullah ibn Mubarak, we have Imam Malik, we have one number of scholars who are not only hugely knowledgeable, very pious, and inshallah close to Allah, inshallah among the awliya of Allah, but people who gave advice and whose advice inshallah is something that is truly worth following, because this is advice that comes hard earned because of their own practice of what they preached. So in this case, Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullah says, a friend will not literally share your struggles, and a loved one cannot physically take away your pain, and a close one will not stay up the night on your behalf. So look after yourself, protect yourself, nurture yourself, and don't give life's events more than what they are really worth. Know for certain that when you break, no one will heal you except you. And when you are defeated, no one will give you victory except your own determination. Your ability to stand up again and carry on is your responsibility. Do not look for yourself. Do not look for your self-worth in the eyes of people. Look for your worth within your conscience. If your conscience is at peace, you will ascend high. And if you truly know yourself, then what is said about you won't harm you. Do not carry the worries of this life, because this is for Allah. And do not carry the worries of sustenance, because it is from Allah. And do not carry the worries and the anxiety for the future, because it is in the hands of Allah. Carry one thing only: how to please Allah. Carry one thing only: how to please Allah. Because if you please Him, He pleases you, fulfills you, and enriches you. Do not weep from a life that made your heart weep. Just say, O Allah, compensate me with good in this life and in the hereafter. Sadness departs with a sajda. Happiness comes with a sincere dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forget the good you do, nor does He forget the good you did to others and the pain you relieved them from. Nor will He forget the eye which was about to cry, but you made it laugh. Live your life with this principle. Be good, even if you don't receive good, not because of others' sake, but because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who do good. SubhanAllah, I mean, you can... This is something that is so full of goodness and so full of wealth and so full of wisdom. May Allah give us the tawfiq to understand this and to live by this. Now, I want to divide this into a few parts for us to be able to understand that. So the first part, when he is saying that a friend will not literally share your struggles and a loved one cannot physically take away your pain and a close one will not stay up all night on your behalf. So look after yourself, protect yourself, nurture yourself, and don't give life's events more than what they're really worth. Now, all of that, and also the fact that he talks about who will heal you if you are sick, who will give you victory if you are defeated, and so on. Now, all of these point to one particular thing, which is, to what extent are you focused on your own development? To what extent are you focused on your own development? Now, it's a very simple thing. It's a question of calculating that, counting the number of hours, counting the resources that you spend in your own development. One of the first things to ask yourself is, how many books do you read? The next question is, what kind of books do you read? Third question is, what happens to you when you read a particular book? What do you take away from that? What do you learn from that? Not just accidentally something happened, no. The question of systematically, what do you learn when you read a book? Are you reading it with the intention of learning something? Or is it just pure entertainment? Even books that you read for pure entertainment teach you huge lessons. For example, I like to read, I love history. And one of the fun ways of learning history is to read historical fiction. Now, there are writers who write historical fiction, several of them. And the benefit is that they are actual historians. And when they write historical fiction, they finish the whole story. At the end of the book, they have this little few pages of notes which tells you where they took liberties with the actual events. So, and these liberties basically have to do with putting things together in a storyline, and maybe some of the events that are mentioned, they change the timing to make it more interesting to read, and so on. So there's no falsification of data. It's just that the data is put in a way where for a storyline it's more fun to read. So it tells you the actual facts. Now, the benefit of that is that you can read this even though it's fiction, but it gives you a wonderful opportunity to learn from history. Your own history, the history of other people, the history of the world, and so on and so forth. So it's a wonderful way. Now, question is, do you do that? Ask yourself, what is the amount of time I spend on my physical development? Right? My time in the gym, walking, do I move around? I don't move around. I'm sitting in one place like a like a mop. Or what is my story with regard to my physical development? What kind of food do I eat? Is it healthy food or unhealthy food, and so on? What do I do with my relationships? What kind of relationships do I have? There are people who have relationships which are parasitic, which are parasitical, they are like parasites. They always take from others. And if you stop them and say, look, tell me, you have been this person's friend and you have taken so much from them, what have you given them in return? The answer is nothing. Because that is not the focus. The focus always is, what can I get out of this? Now, try to change that and say, what can I give to it? What can I give to this relationship? And you believe me, you will get far more out of it than you would ever get if you were only focused on getting something out of it. Right? How much time do you spend with people who are not immediately potentially beneficial for you? Right? Among them, I would put the top of the list, how much time do you spend with your grandparents, for example, those of you who are fortunate enough to have grandparents, with the elderly people. Now, think about this. The elderly people, these are people who have true wisdom, who have wisdom of life. They have lived their lives, they have accumulated wisdom. They are in their 70s and their 80s, and if you are lucky and you have those people and they are still lucid, then in their 90s. And just sitting and talking to them is not just interesting, but it gives you enormous, enormous, enormous learning in terms of navigating your own life. The question is, are you interested in that? Because if you sit there and if you listen to them, and then in your mind you're carrying on this useless exercise of of saying, for example, one guy tells me, my father tells me how he used to walk 10 miles to the school, and in the summer also in the heat, and how he used to undergo all this difficulty, sit in a classroom which didn't have air conditioning, because there was no air conditioning probably in the whole country at that time, and so forth. And then he tells, after telling me the whole story, and I'm very impressed by this. I'm very impressed listening to this story. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, wow, this kid really knows, has some, you know, fantastic wise parents who tell him this story. Then he tells me, what good is that to me today? Yeah? What is the use of my father telling me this story today? My life is completely different here in America. And boom, I come to the ground and say, subhanAllah. I mean, this kid is dumb like a brick, right? You're asking me, what good is that to you today? Which means you cannot see beyond heat. You cannot see beyond the dust. You cannot see beyond the fact that the class didn't have air conditioning. You don't see the determination. You don't see the focus. You don't see the ability to overcome difficulty to get something beneficial, because you see that is beneficial, which is knowledge. You don't see the perseverance, you don't see the fortitude and the patience and the sabr with which your father has gained whatever knowledge he got. None of that, right? And you think you're smart. I think you're the dumbest piece of action that I ever came across. So, do that. Think about yourself and say, what am I doing to invest in myself? Because if you don't invest in yourself, believe me, nobody else is going to come and invest in you. Simple as that. Nobody's interested. Right? You might think you're interesting. You're completely uninteresting. Because people are interested in themselves. And if you are not even interested in yourself, then goodbye. So, think about this. We'll talk more about this beautiful advice of Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayh tomorrow and so forth. But for now, this is enough. Focus on your own development and say, what is it that I need to do to get better than I was yesterday? As Rasulullah ﷺ said, the one for whom 2 days are equal has wasted one day. So each day should be better than the previous day. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.